Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States condemns in the strongest possible terms the Democratic People's Republic of Korea's October 30th launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, declared Ambassador Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations. The DPRK continues to advance its unlawful ballistic missile program and has now launched well over 100 ballistic missiles since the beginning of 2022. Each of these tests is a flagrant violation of UN Security Council resolutions, said Ambassador Wood.
Each test informs the DPRK of its capability gaps and allows Pyongyang to further advance its weapons programs. These are unacceptable attempts to undermine global peace and security and make us all less safe.
The UN Security Council has the responsibility to hold the DPRK accountable. Yet China and Russia repeatedly shield the DPRK from facing consequences for their actions, said Ambassador Wood.
Despite being permanent members of this council, Russia and China have shamelessly protected Pyongyang from any reprisal or even condemnation of its actions. In March, Russia handed Kim Jong-un the gift of terminating the 1718 Committee panel of experts as the DPRK supplies ballistic missiles and other weapons to Russia for its brutal war against Ukraine. China, with its abstention on the panel's mandate renewal, clearly showed the world where it stands on curbing DPRK proliferation.
Shielded from closer scrutiny of its sanctions-violating activities by Moscow and Beijing, Pyongyang, unsurprisingly, has been emboldened to continue advancing its unlawful ballistic missile, nuclear, and weapons of mass destruction programs, warned Ambassador Wood. The DPRK has sent around 10,000 soldiers to Russia, and Russian forces have trained these soldiers in artillery, unmanned aerial vehicles, and basic infantry operations, warned Ambassador Wood.
The nature of the training Russia is providing to these forces, to include trench clearing, indicates Russia intends to use these forces in frontline operations. If these troops engage in combat or combat support operations against Ukraine, they would render themselves legitimate military targets.
Ambassador Wood called on Russia and China to join its fellow Security Council members in voicing a united and clear denunciation of the DPRK's behavior. He further urged all UN member states to implement UN Security Council resolutions and to work to prevent the DPRK's procurement activities and revenue flows supporting its unlawful ballistic missile programs.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.